So we've gone from the birth of Jesus and have gone 12 years ahead in a short amount of time. This is from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 40. The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposed him to be in the group. They went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, Happy New Year. I mean, really, it's a Happy New Year because God has all kinds of plans for you and me. God has all kinds of plans for you and me to bless the lives around us. I mean, there's more to learn about our relationship with God. That's this. And there's more to learn about our relationship with the people around us, where we can be a tremendous blessing like only we can to the lives that we touch. I mean, that's God's plan for you and me every day this brand new year. And he's focused on it. And it's all spelled out pretty clearly in the Ten Commandments, the first three about our relationship with God. The first commandment, our head straight, unfocused on God and trusting in him. And then the second and third on how we carry out our faith in God for others to see. And then commandments 4 through 10, how we can be a blessing and care for the people in our lives. The challenge is it's hard to stay focused on all that stuff. Amen? I mean, I want to focus on me. I mean, that's what we like to do. We focus on ourselves. It's hard to stay focused on God, and it's hard to stay focused on taking care of others when there are so many things we have to deal with ourselves. It's hard to be focused. Oh, we'd all like to be like Solomon, asking for wisdom. But even poor Solomon doesn't turn out so well with all the wisdom that he had, getting lost and out of focus, setting up idols for other gods and getting married too many times and all the other stuff we have plenty of biblical witness for. So it's hard. We got a great new year, but are we going to be able to be focused on it? And the answer is, I'd like to be. How about you? I'd like to be focused on God. I'd like to be the best kind of person to be around for my wife and my kids and the people whose lives I touch. But it's hard to be focused. Tragically, we all suffer from something called curvata sensei. My goodness, crazy phrase. It means we're curved inward on ourselves. It means that we are struggling with a spiritual attention disorder. That's our problem. But that's why our reading today should bring some encouragement. I mean, Jesus is different, even at 12. I don't know about you, but when I was 12, I was pretty clueless. I'm probably pretty clueless in some ways, even now at my age. How about you at yours? But Jesus, he's dialed in. It's amazing. 12 years old, focused on our Father, focused on us. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Let that wash over you as you begin a brand new year, still in the season of Christmas for a couple of more days. Let that be a gift that blesses you as you think about all the things you got to focus on for 2020. And there's plenty. Gets to be overwhelming. But Jesus, he was dialed in, laser focus on doing everything for us. I mean, this is the good news. Jesus was born for us. He carried out his life for us. For all the ways that we have fallen short in our adolescence, in our terrible teenage years, our struggling 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, Jesus was dialed in for us, learning and growing in God's will and ways, living out perfectly your life and my life, doing it for us. I mean, this is the amazing good news. 12 years after the birth of our Savior Jesus, Jesus is dialed in. Mom and Dad, they forgot. They lost focus. And it's interesting to see how differently they are looking at things than Jesus. So they go, as was their custom. They go back. Jesus is with the kinfolk. And they don't think about it. And they look for 3 days. Fit to be tied, no doubt. Find him in the temple. He's sitting there talking, learning, asking questions, giving answers. And Mary, Mary, son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And Jesus, his response, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Now, it's not in the text, but, we forgot. It's hard to be focused. But thank God, God in flesh and blood was focused on you throughout it all. That he was focused on me throughout it all for us. Knowing the kind of care we need as we struggle with focusing on doing the right things and focusing on making sure that we've got the priorities straight and we have it figured out. The good news is he has you dialed in. He's focused on you, caring for you. He's focused on our Father. His life would be the gift he gives to us. I know we look at ourselves and we see a mess, struggling with focusing on God's will and ways, following and walking with God, and then caring for the people around us. The good news is that God is fully focused on us, and he has accomplished everything necessary for us to stand before God forgiven and loved unconditionally. And that's the gospel. That's the gospel. And that's what Paul was talking about in the first chapter of Ephesians. He talks about all this. I mean, it's like Paul is just filled with all this thanksgiving for what he has been given in Christ. And he has all these rich images in the first chapter. And then he says this, verse 13. In him, that is God, you trusted, after hearing the word of truth, the gospel. The gospel. What's the gospel? The gospel is Jesus, focused on God, focused on us, doing everything necessary so that we can stand before God, loved, forgiven, and empowered to live in relationship with God and with each other. Now, will we always be dialed in on that? The answer is no. But thank God we have the gospel that refocuses us. What Christ has done for us that we can take comfort in and regain our bearings. Okay, Lord, I know you've got me in focus, and you will help me like no one else can so that I can embrace each day. You know, there's an interesting passage in Hebrews chapter 12, and it goes this way. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I mean, think about it. Jesus did it all for the joy set before him. He did it all for us, for our salvation. That's how focused he was from the very beginning, coming to our rescue, learning what God's will and ways were, and then taking upon himself all the ways that we have failed to be focused spiritually, so that we now, by his grace, have this gift of forgiveness. Let that wash over the places in your life where you're struggling. Let that bless your life. Last Sunday, I called it the beautiful exchange. Jesus is willing to take away all of our failures of being focused, and he gives us his dialed-in perfection. Don't look for it in yourself. Look at Jesus. And as you look at Jesus, the one who laid down his life on the cross for you, give him 2021. Ask him to order your days and your deeds according to his peace. And with your eyes focused on Christ, the gospel, see what unfolds as you do your best to embrace each day focused on Jesus. Now, will you lose your focus like I will? The answer is yes. But who's dialed in on you and me? Who's focused on us with love? Our Savior Jesus. That's the gospel. And there's no better way to start a year than with that, knowing that with that, God has all kinds of plans for you and for me to find joy in with him, and all kinds of plans where we can have joy and peace and hope and love with the people whose lives we touch. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.